It's called Bahu Beti Biwi, which means daughter-in-law, daughter-wife. And actually, that term is used a lot in politics in India, basically to, you know, undermine women in this way by saying, well, if a woman is in power, she's probably either somebody's daughter or somebody's daughter-in-law or somebody's wife. So it's almost like her own identity is only as important as it relates to a man in her life. And so the piece really unpacks all of that. And it does so more from a humanistic point rather than a political standpoint, even though it is a very socially political, you know, statement that I'm making. I'm, you know, examining traditional roles of Indian women, but also looking more universally at freedom of the human spirit and the kind of the longing that we all have to have a little more freedom than we have. And so it's about desire, longing, freedom versus compromise, and duty versus love, which are a lot of the issues I find the women in my life in India, including myself, deal with.
That's a lot packed into a performance piece. How do you do it?
It's true. It's a very multi-layered piece. I play a lot of different characters. I play 9 different characters, and I merge singing, live singing, dance, vocal percussion based on complex rhythms from North India. And so those rhythms, like something like, I take that and then I put text on it. So, you know, the text might be, the rolling rotis with my auntie, perfect round, over the heat, cook them now, family eat. And so I'll be able to start to unravel a narrative in these unique ways. So I'm not just using my body as a dancer, I'm using my voice, I'm using poetic imagery. And so it's an abstract, nonlinear journey, but people will get it. You follow it. All the way, I drop breadcrumbs.
You mentioned that you're doing the voice and some of the music as well. Is it a one-person performance, or do you have musicians and the like backing you up?
It's a solo show. It's just me. I worked with a fantastic composer. His name is Joseph Trapanese, and now he's actually doing a lot in Hollywood. And he didn't have any experience in Indian music, so I brought that to him, and we worked together in the studio and brought in live musicians. But it's just a lot easier to be portable without live music. Live music's the best, but this way I get to share the work in all kinds of environments.
Now, the Florida Dance Festival, in addition to performances, there's also classes for people interested in dance, like the Bollywood class that you're teaching tonight. The importance of festivals in getting the message about dance out to the general public, what is the importance there?
Well, I think that what's great about a festival is that you get a lot of variety. You get people coming into a community, you know, from all over. And so the interaction, the possibility of that kind of rich interaction sometimes only exists in a festival where even the artists, you know, we're encouraged to offer classes. And it's not just let's drop in, do a show, and leave. We need people to continue to see the arts and to be inspired so that we just keep making it. It's a great thing. And in our world of, you know, technology and cell phones and, you know, you can download any movie and watch it on a screen, it's a challenge to remind people that the experience you have in a theater is unlike any other experience.
And I'll throw the question to you. Who do you think should come out to the Florida Dance Festival and why?
The festival itself is geared, the performances are geared to the general public. We want everyone who is really interested, or even not interested, but finds some interesting ideas to come and see the work. You know, we've reached out to the Indian community and the gay and lesbian community because we have a Sean Dorsey coming next week and the disability community with a performance on Wednesday. But we're targeting specific populations, but we're also not limiting ourselves to those populations. We think that the work is very accessible to the general audience, and we feel like everybody should come and see what we're presenting. And it's a very good educational aspect as well as artistic.